All right, hello. All right, hello, everybody. Let me get all my screen set up. This is the regain call. And so, if you have had a regain at all, whether it's 5 pounds, it doesn't matter how much it is, you can get coached. The big thing about regains, though, that I want to caution everyone on, number one, is you always want to give me a detailed history of your past. This is what I used to do. This is where I started. This is when I joined. This is blah, 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 blah. I'm going to tell you, none of that matters. It probably feels good to talk about it, but it actually doesn't matter when it comes to a regain. Do you know what matters the most when it comes to regains? What am I doing right now? And what do I need to fix right now to get going again? That's really all that matters. When we spend too much time talking about what happened in the past and what I was and everything, it's almost like we tell the story in a like, she was better than me, or like, there was something going on then that was so much better. It's like, no, I talked about this in our last call, and I'm going to repeat it here for this one because I think it's really important for regainers to understand. When you form a habit, it is a very simple process that your brain goes through. So when you're losing weight, you form new habits and they create new neural pathways in your brain. So you get like new tracks, and this is like kind of where your brain starts thinking, okay, we're going to think like this and we're going to be doing these things and I'm going to make those more automatic. I'm going to make them easier for you to do and stuff. And very often when you first join No BS or when you're first losing weight and stuff, you're excited and everything is so new. So it's almost like those neural pathways, they kind of form kind of quickly and you don't even realize they're happening. Sometimes we don't even realize that we're having a lot of like luscious thoughts around it. It's like, you know, oh boy, I get to eat what I want and lose weight. So I'm going to try to do this enough thing. Oh wow. You know, like we're like kind of doing that. And so we get into the habit and then all of our old neural pathways, for some reason, we think they must go away. They do not go away. They just don't get lit up. So when you've got the new ones and you're doing new things, you got new thoughts, you're lighting up these neural pathways. But the old ones, the ones that you practiced for the first 50 years of your life, the first 30 years of your life, however long, like your overeating patterns, your, you know, shitty feeling patterns, your thought patterns, all those, they also have neural pathways. They just, the lights get turned off. But the light switch is still there and there is a bulb and we're still paying the electric bill. Okay? Then something happens and you eat in a way that somehow triggers an old neural pathway. So maybe you have like a really rough season. And the way you've always dealt with really rough seasons is through eating. So when you were excited about losing weight and stuff, you weren't in a rough season. So those neural pathways had no reason to be lit up. Well, now your dog dies or work changes your schedule. You lose a parent. You get really sick. You get injured. Something happens. And your body is like, wait a minute, you're having lots of uncomfortable thoughts. You're thinking things are bad now. What did we used to do? Because you haven't trained your brain yet to have neural pathways for when you feel like shit. All right. So, guess what? Your brain's like, light these up, turn the switch on. They're well grooved. They snap right back into place because you've already trained your brain how to think that way. So, a lot of times, those things get relit back up and they switch off this light switch. It's like, well, we're using this now. And she's not stopping us. And she's not telling us, like, oh, wait, no, what I really want to do is I want to work on my life. I want to, like, you know, what I'd like to do is form a new neural pathway for eating healthy, even when I feel like shit, for taking care of myself, even when I feel like shit, like putting, like not allowing myself to slip to the bottom of the list when things are going on. I have not created neural pathways for that. And so we get confused as to why we would regain. There's no confusion, bitches, and you're not broken and there's nothing wrong with you. You've got normal fucking brain science happening. The lights got turned back on and now you're whining about it. And you're not doing shit about it. And you're acting as if you're broken. It's like, no, it's gonna take the same process. You're gonna have to just realize, it's like, oh, My old habits, they're just lit back up. I've got to relight back up the ones I laid down. So here's the good news. When you were losing weight, you also formed new neural pathways over there too. The lights are just out. You have to turn them back on. And they're going to come back on faster than when it, but then it took you to lay them down. The only thing standing in between you from old shitty pathways to new hotness pathways is the way that you're talking about it in the middle. If you keep telling yourself you're a loser, you shouldn't have gained weight. Something must be wrong with me. This is so terrible. Every time you step on the scale, but I used to weigh, blah, 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 blah. When we decide, all of that is now just noise. Like, that is the noise that my brain is making. I just need to do these things. Those neural pathways will come back on. And when those come back on, new thoughts will also, the thoughts that felt good will also come back on. That's really all I got to do. That is like your 5-minute lesson on how to get back on track. It is literally no more complicated than that. So here's the deal. I'm going to bring Coach up, Coach Lizzie. We have one person who needs regain help today. I'm going to help her unless somebody else raises their hand. And the deal is, we are not talking about, unless I ask you, well, tell me about your past. We're not going to talk there. We're going to start with, where are you at now? What are you trying now? And what do we need to fix right now to get you back going? That's what we're going to focus on. I am not here to cuddle fuck your shitty feelings. We already know that you feel bad about regaining. I don't need to hear all that. We just need to move on. You either can lose weight fast by moving on and saying, like, I'm done beating myself up. It's time to just get back to basics. Or we can sit around and we can try to feel better about a regain, and it takes you about 3 to 4 months before you actually get your ass in action. So if you want to wait 4 months to lose weight, we'll talk about your past all you want. But if you would like to just get back to feeling great with old habits and stuff, let's talk about what we can do right now. All right. Jennifer, with that in mind, you're the one getting coached today. Anybody else who needs coaching on regains, you need to raise your hand. That includes all of you who are fucking around with the same 5 pounds. To me, it's the same shit. All right. Hey, Jennifer. Oh, wait, you're muted.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just had a drop of the water when you asked me.
good. Okay, so I feel like there's a lot of pressure now to just jump right in and not
Just
do
jump
any.
in. What's going on right now?
Right this second is exactly what it's just the first caller from your previous call. Basically everything that she was saying about like her legs is how I feel about mine, but my shitty thought that I keep catching is that more along the lines of you, I've done the work. I go to the gym 5 times a week. I've built so much muscle. I've done all these things. I'm never gonna look the way I now know. I'm never gonna look exactly how I want. What's the point? And I was really good at still wearing the shorts, still doing all the things, l wearing my bikini, going everywhere with my kids. But now I notice I'm eating over it because I don't want to hear it anymore. I'm like, why? I've journaled, I've done so much. I'm like, almost like it's never going to go away. I need to block it out. And I
Okay,
notice
let me
myself
ask you
eating
this.
over it.
Okay, let me ask you this. You're asking yourself a really good question. You didn't even give me the answer to it. Tell me the point of working out and keeping your weight off.
I can move better. I feel better. My clothes fit great. I go to social events and I don't feel like I have to stand in a corner. I want to be involved. Like my whole life has changed. I think sometimes I forget it because I've been at this point for so long that I forget what that old life was. And I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, screw it. Let me just go back. What's the difference? You're never going to look how
You
you want.
have to remind yourself of that stuff because you're normalized to this body, and the version of you that just wants to eat because she doesn't like her legs is like, I should take over. It's like, you don't like your legs. You know what we should? She's not thinking about the misery you came from.
No.
She's thinking about right now's misery. But you don't like your legs. She's fucking whining. It's like, but I'm wearing a bikini, but I'm strong, but I can keep up with my kids. I go to social events. I'm not afraid to buy clothes anymore. You gotta have that conversation with her. You gotta say, like, your legs don't fucking compare to this. Otherwise, you should just keep
I was
eating.
ping ponging with her. Yeah, because I was ping ponging like so much with that and like back and forth, back and forth. And I just almost felt like exhausted. And I'm like, just, oh my God. So then
Well, you can be,
yeah.
let me ask you this. You can be exhausted convincing yourself why it's worth staying in this body, or you can be exhausted because you went all the way back to the old body. Which exhaustion do you want?
This one, for sure.
Then you need to tell yourself that.
Okay.
No whining about it. Because I will promise you, it is exhausting for a while. And then you will eventually not be exhausted by it anymore. It's only exhausting right now because you keep telling yourself, like, you probably have a thought that I just want these thoughts to go away, or I shouldn't be having these thoughts.
Yeah, yes, a lot of shooting, a lot of shooting.
Tell me what the should is.
Well, I also think I should look better. That's a bad, that's like a really shitty one when it comes up. And I like, oh, you should look better. It doesn't look like you go to the gym 6 days a week. You should, you know, you should, you should, you should.
This is what I usually tell myself because I often have the thought that I don't look as good as I work out, like as committed as I am. And I often tell myself that is bullshit. I look way better than most women.
I know. My husband literally says that every day. He's like, "Are you kidding
Yeah,
me?"
you got to quit letting him say it. You got to start saying it to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to be the one that draws the line in the sand with your body. You have to be the one that just says, like, when I say, like, when if I'm thinking, I don't have this thought anymore, but a lot of times I used to think, like, I shouldn't think like this. And I'm like, no, that's not true. You just are thinking like that, and that's okay. But this is
Okay.
what's also true. So a lot of times when I have thoughts that a lot of the exhaustion that comes with the ping ponging comes from the version of us in the middle who's like getting slapped in the face with every single pat. It's like, you don't look good, but you look better than you used to. But in the middle, it's like, I hate this part. I hate this part. Like, there's the version of you in the middle who's whining that you're having to do it.
Yes.
She's the one we
Yes.
gotta kill
Okay.
because the other side, like, so much of society, like, it's just hard for women. Like, I guarantee you, if I put you in a bikini in our Facebook group right now, 90% of the women would give they would say, take my teeth. I will be toothless to look like her. Tell by the
I
way you
do
look
know
right
that.
now, looking at your shoulders in this right now, I'm like, there is a bajillion women in our program that would be like, fuck, I want her problem right now, all day.
Right.
All I want to do is try to convince myself not to hate my body when my body actually looks better than most women who walk around.
I know
So,
that's what's so frustrating. And like 120 pounds ago, I would have dreamt for this life.
that's what I want you to do. Like, when you are bitching about your body, I want you to, why don't you do try this? This is always helpful for me. I go talk to the 100, like, I talk to the 250 pound Corinne, and I say, what do you think about this? Usually she tells me, stop it. We were miserable. You were scared to death of so many things. Like, she reminds me of what life was like.
Yeah, I need to do that. I need to talk to her because
Yeah.
she'll
And
whip me right into shape.
yeah. And instead of hating on the version of you that has bad body image thoughts, it's like, we gotta love her. Like, the way that I think about it is there's just a version of me that's been very conditioned by society that there's like this acceptable version of a body.
Yeah.
And it's very normal to want it. God, I mean, it's so normal to want it. They make it look so good on TV. They all seem like they're rich and desirable. And like, I mean, if you just think about it, It's like they just have everything together. Why wouldn't we want that? You know? And so, like, I just have compassion for the version of me that's still hard on myself, that still thinks like, And instead of getting mad that I still have those thoughts, I just say, I just understand why you have them. But at the same time, the whole point of this is because this is what life was like. And it was so awful. So much so you wanted to change your life. Because I know that the 250 pound version of me, she did dream about this. And, you know, I don't want loose skin just like you. I would love to have a ripped fucking body, but that's not in the cards for me. And at some point, I just had to tell myself, it's just okay. I'm just like everybody else in the world. I'm not going to get everything I want, but I got real close. So when you want to eat over it, I think your eating is not from the body image thoughts. I think it's that part of you that's saying, why bother? And you got a reminder in a compassionate way. This is why we bother. And you have to tell her, I know you're upset, or I know you're upset about this. I know you want more. I understand why you do, but this is why we're bothering. This is why we're not going to eat over this. I think if you put some space in there, I think the food is offering you relief from your thoughts, and I just want you to offer you relief from your thoughts.
Yeah, it's just giving me that relief. Because I just feel like exhausted sometimes doing the ping pong. And I'm just like, lately I noticed myself just giving in, being like, oh, fuck it. It doesn't, what does it matter? But it does matter. And I know for a fact if I went back to that, I'd be dying to look how I look now. So.
Yeah. And then also, I don't know if this helps you, but I have a couple of pictures of me. Like, I've got the one that's the fat version of me when I was little. I keep her on my upstairs desk. I also have some pictures on my computer of the overweight version of me. And I look at it frequently. It just reminds, I don't look at it from the place of like, ugh. I look at it from the place of, she dreamed about this. And here we are.
Right.
You know, like I look at her and I just think, we did it. You know, like you went through so much in life and you figured it out. And so I like to look at it because it's like when I see those old pictures, it just helps me remember where I was, how hard I worked, just everything I had to overcome to lose the weight. I have so much respect for the fat version of me. Her life was so hard, so hard. And I got up every day and I did life ashamed. I did life exhausted, winded, scared, but I did life. And then she had way more courage than I'll ever have. Because the day I decided to start losing weight was so hard for her. She had never lost weight before. Like every other person, she didn't believe it was going to happen. She thought she was such a loser that she couldn't do it. And she started anyway. And so I just think about, like, you know, sometimes we just have to really reconnect to our old version of ourselves so that we can really appreciate who we are now. Because it's so
There's
easy to just be like, what the, it doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter to us because we're walking around looking like a brick shit house compared to what we used to.
right.
And she's like, no, you don't understand. It matters.
Yeah, like creating like a lot an alarm when there really doesn't need to be one.
Right.
And you just took me back to the day I found you in 2020. I was on my floor of my basement trying to open up a box of Optavia, and I was like, I can't do this, I don't want to eat this. And your ad popped up in 2020, and I returned the box of food unopened and took that money and signed up with you.
That's amazing. That damn Octavia. I swear to God.
I was like, I
It's
can't
like
do this.
that Weight Watchers is almost every woman's rite of passage before they can try to lose weight.
Oh, okay. I have to like channel that. Even that moment, that was like real rock bottom.
Yeah. Try doing some writing about it. I'm such a believer in writing. Try just doing a little bit of work on like a letter from your past self to you now.
Okay.
Let her tell you, here's why this matters. Because she's still with you. She never dies. She's always living in you. Except for now, we've given her the gift of rest. She doesn't have
Right.
to worry as much. She gets to like sit. Now she gets to say, like, okay, I get to feel safe. I get to feel loved. I get to feel pride. I never got that. So she can kind of relax. Just go talk to her in your journal and just say, when I'm wanting to eat because I don't like, my legs or whatever it is, what do you want me most to know? Remind me of why this is all so important, because it is very true. When, it's been since 2007 since I lost weight. If I don't purposely stay connected to that, I lose it. Now, it's easier for me because it's my job to stay connected to it. I have to constantly talk about it. I have to constantly write about it and stuff like that. But I think that's one of the reasons why I've been able to keep the weight off is because I've never forgotten her. Ever. She
Right.
has been with me for, 17 years now.
Right. Yeah, I forget. I'm just doing life now. I do all the things I always dreamt about, and I guess I take it for granted.
Yeah. And with that's just part of, and it's part of that hedonic conditioning
Right.
that is normal in the brain. We're supposed to get used to the new normal. That is just supposed to happen. But in certain areas of life, we just want to remember. Because it's like in this area, I've gotten so used to it. Maybe I want to remember some of it so it'll give me the fuel I need right now to keep it.
Okay. I'm gonna do some writing and pull some pictures.
Okay.
Thank
All right.
you.
Your arms look amazing.
I love my arms. I love my arms.
You
That
should. They look great. I
I
would wear a halter top every day. I'd be like, I don't even have anything else in my wardrobe.
Have a good one. Feel
You
good.
too.
All right,
Bye-bye.
bye.
All right, Carla. Camp 2026 is going to be held. It is going to be in Dallas. If you will read your newsletter today, we announced dates, and the city is Dallas. Because Nashville is a bitch to get space, and we couldn't even we just couldn't get good space, and we couldn't get good hotel prices. We got better hotel prices in Dallas, so we're moving to Dallas next year. To my chagrin, because I like being down the street from my house. All right, Carla, tell me, what are we working on?
My heart is pounding right now. I've started doing brave things in no BS. So
All right.
this is one of them. I wasn't going to raise my hand, but you said about the same 5, 10 pounds. And
Yeah.
that's where I'm at now. And I want to be really honest with it because I think that there's safety in that. In that,
Okay.
you know, I So right now I'm just edging up on 280, and it's like at the 280 mark, my clothes noticeably don't fit. I start to isolate. I avoid social situations, and I have previously lost a whole bunch of weight, and it's all come back, and plus some. And I've been around less than a year, but I've listened to you for a long time, and I respect. I suppose I need your 250-pound self to talk to myself.
What is when you said safety, that's very interesting. What is your weight keeping you safe from?
Maybe expectations.
Expectations of what? Of who or what? Like when you say expectations, I'm safe from what expectations?
I'm safe from don't even know how to voice it, Corinne. I'm safe from people having expectations of me. I'm
Like what?
safe from letting people down. I'm safe from not
All
being.
right. Who's going to be let down if you lose weight?
I don't even know. I honestly don't know, Corinne. It's so like I want so much to be honest with it, and I don't even know if I can be.
I think you are being honest, but you're just finding that sometimes our brain throws up noise that's
Yeah.
not really true. Like if I
Right.
ask you, like if you think it's expectations and I say, all right, and you say someone's going to get let down, and I ask you, well, who? And you're like, really name anyone. It's like,
Right.
okay, that's probably not it. So we can let that go. So anytime that you worry about that, we can say, well, no one's going to be let down because I couldn't name anyone.
Right.
Now, are you worried that if you lose weight and regain it, someone will be let down?
I made such a big deal when I lost the weight and didn't do it healthfully. But was down about 100 pounds from where I am now. And so gaining it back was embarrassing.
Okay. That's probably what is coming up then.
Okay.
It's not so much. Let me ask you this before I ask you this. Let me write this down because I don't want to forget this. Because you said it was embarrassing. When you regained your weight, who was it that said things that embarrassed you about regaining your weight?
My mom.
Your mother. Okay. So that's always the first thing is we just want to make sure that somebody did say something. Because sometimes we'll say, I don't want to let other people down, or, like I don't want to, whatever. And no one ever really said anything to us. And then it just means that it wasn't that I'm afraid of not meeting other people's expectations or letting other people down. It means it was always me.
Right.
So
Okay.
part of yours, and which is I'm sure is part of it too. Because it keeps us safe from letting ourselves down if we don't lose weight. It's like, well, in order to not be ashamed, embarrassed, or let down, I just won't lose the weight. So it's like sometimes we trade one pain for another pain. And in our mind, it's funny. It's like we just think like, well, embarrassment's embarrassment. Like let's say that you may or may not, well, you probably aren't that embarrassed right now because you are isolating. You're not putting yourself out there. So you have found a way to rig the system.
Right.
I can be less embarrassed, overweight by staying at home. But if I lose weight and I was to regain it, then I'd be embarrassed. So your brain is like, that's so much more painful. We should just stay home
Right.
and
Yeah.
do nothing. With your mother, tell me about that.
So my mom has all, I remember we had like this. How this sticker on the fridge when I was growing up, and it was a stop sign and it said, "Stop, count your calories." My mom always did Weight Watchers. I think she was a lifelong member.
Well, tell me though about when you regained your weight. What was it that your mom did that has convinced you I should probably not lose weight because my mom said these things when I regained?
She started talking a lot about how much she has lost.
But that's not about your regain.
No.
Whether you had regained weight or not, do you think your mother would have talked about her weight loss?
Probably.
100%. Like, how many women lose weight and don't talk about it, right?
Right.
Especially a
That's true.
mom that's been dieting her entire life.
That's true.
So that's good to know that when your mom was talking about her weight loss, it wasn't because you had regained. Your mother was going to tell you that whether you were thin or you were overweight, because that is just what your mother is obsessed about.
Yeah.
So what else did she say that you could attribute to, I know my mother feels let down because I regained my weight?
The one thing that comes to mind is she took down the pictures of me at the house.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you, is the, I don't know your mother and y'all's relationship, okay? Is it possible that she took the pictures down because she knew it could be painful for you to see them and didn't want you to see them when you came over?
It is.
Okay. Now, some mothers, we got a few moms in the
Yeah.
group who would be like, bah,
Yeah,
taking
and
them down because you regained your weight, you know?
she's not that. She's a good mom. Like, she's not a, hateful or mean person. She just, yeah.
Well, one thing that you could start telling yourself is, I didn't let anyone down. I just regained weight. That's really all that happened. Because the only person you were concerned about was your mother, and you just told me she's a really good mother
Yeah.
and she loves me. And that will at least help that part of you that said, like, I want you to think about this. If you've been thinking this whole time that your mother was let down because you regained weight, of course you would keep your weight now. Why would you? Because if she still loves you, why would you risk putting her through that? Like, now you got to risk the relationship again. That's where that safety is coming in.
Okay.
And then for you, and you say it's in, you know, it's embarrassing. Why is it embarrassing?
I feel like my weight says so much about who I am as a person.
What's it saying?
None of it's nice.
Well, yeah, like give me like one or two things that you think that your
lazy.
weight, so you think your weight means you're lazy. Okay.
I think it shows I don't care about myself.
Don't care. Okay. You want to give me one more?
I think it says that I don't have willpower. I'm weak.
Okay, let's take those. Those are really good
Okay.
ones. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions. And just answer honestly. On the scheme of being a human being, are you a lazy individual?
Not at all.
Okay. So this is the funny thing about weight. It doesn't mean you're lazy. All weight means is that you're eating more food than your body needs. Like, would you ever call a, well, I'll give you an example. One of our five-star recruits at Tennessee, I think it's David Sanders. I can't remember exactly his name. He came in to football camp at 270 in spring. He's now 305. Would you call him lazy? He's gonna play
No.
on the O-line.
No.
And he's a big guy.
No.
No. Not lazy. So I know it's easy for us as women to attribute these things. And I will give you that society mislabels us. But it's very important since society gets this wrong that we get it right in our head. Because we're not going to be able to rely on the outside factors to, you know, meet us where we need them to and to reassure us and stuff. So we already know strike one that when you're thinking that you're lazy, it's like, no, I'm actually not. You probably work pretty hard if I had to guess.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I've never met a woman who like is just inherently lazy. I'm like, society is also, this is what's so crazy. Society says when you're fat, you're lazy, but also society says women can't be lazy. We have to be
Yeah.
overworkers. It's like, tell me how this works
That's right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
again. Okay. Now, don't care about myself. If I had to guess, I've never met an overweight woman who didn't spend an exorbitant amount of time worrying about themselves, thinking about their weight, obsessing about everything they eat, scared to death they're not going to get their shit under control. To me, that's the very essence of someone who cares deeply for themselves.
Yeah.
In fact, if I had to guess, because you mentioned safety, you care so much about yourself that you're willing to be overweight to not put yourself in what you consider a dangerous situation. Losing the love of my mother, not disappointing others. That's how much you care about yourself, is that you would be like, I will trade being overweight for the safety of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so strike two. The last one I can't read. It says no, oh, no willpower and weed. I was like, can't read my own fucking handwriting. Do you really believe you have no willpower?
I no.
Being overweight is never a willpower issue. Being overweight is an issue of not understanding why you're emotionally eating. When you are emotionally eating, there's no amount of willpower in the world that can work in the face of it. When your mind is trying to take care of something that it's fearful of, threatened by, thinks is really important or whatever, it doesn't matter how much willpower you have. It doesn't matter how much knowledge you have. None of that matters in the face of that. That's why we have to tackle why we're really eating. Because it's not because we're not eating cake because we're weak. Give me a reason why one of your overeats. Do you have like one that you know, or like, I'm definitely this type of eater?
It's the momentum, I think you use the word. I don't know if that's the actual word you've used, but it's the I get going, it tastes good, I don't want to stop, it doesn't, I have so far to go. It
Right, but
doesn't
let me,
matter.
why do you not want to stop? Like when you are eating, like momentum is not an emotional eat. It's like emotional eating will kick off. Like, I'm going to eat this. I'm just going to have one. It won't hurt. And then you start eating, but you have one for a reason. Then you start eating, and then momentum kicks in, and it's harder to stop once you start.
A lot
Where
of
do you
times
figure
it's
out
a,
to start?
yeah, it's a break. It's a comfort. It's and then it gets into the momentum, and then well, it doesn't
Yes.
matter anyways, and da 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 da.
Exactly. So when you are eating for a break, as someone who's like, when I asked, are you actually lazy? And you're like,
Right.
no. Like, I'm the antithesis of lazy. You're
Yeah.
probably what we call an overdoer.
Yeah.
Overdoers tend to do way too much. They put way too much on their shoulders. They have ridiculous expectations of themselves. They like life's hard and it's very self-imposed for a variety of reasons. You're not weak when you're eating, you're tired. You're spent. You've overdrawn the account of what you have, and you can't use willpower. Like, you're using willpower to get through your unlazy day. Your
Right.
overdoer day, all day long, all those things that you do, your willpower is going into all of that. Food is now the way that it's like, okay, we got to restore. Because if she's not going to take care of us, I've got to. That's not weakness, and that's not willpower problems. But we mislabel. And that's how it's really hard for us to figure out how to lose weight when we're sitting around going, like, well, I sure would hate to lose some weight because I would disappoint everybody and it would be really embarrassing when I regain it. And by the way, when I'm fat, I'm lazy, I don't care about myself, and that means you got no willpower and weak. And we're like, I wonder why cookies sound like a good idea at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Those are the things that I want you to work on. I want you to think about, like, my weight is not. Like, what I'm thinking my weight means is not true. My weight is really just a signal that I've got unmet needs right now.
Okay.
That's all that's happening. And if you shift your focus to what needs do I need to be meeting in my life? Like, where do I have needs that need to be met outside of losing weight? We start filling those. We start like thinking through, like, my mother really loves me. She would never, ever do anything like around my weight. Like, that will never change her love. She may want me to lose weight for my health. She may want me to lose weight because that's all she's ever known is trying to get thin. But it has nothing to do with her love for me. And you know that.
Now that you say that, I'm like, well, she is a nurse. She is a nurse and she lo looks after everybody. And she, I'm sure anything, this has been really helpful in that alone, Corinne, because I think anything that she has not even said, but anything I've heard, was not out of judgment.
Yeah. I think that's so important for us to realize, especially when it comes to people in our lives that we love. You have to, like, if you really know that your parent loves you and you're having thoughts that kind of feel like they would be misaligned with someone who truly loves you, you have to question them. Because it is easy to assume, it's like, well, she did take down my thin pictures. Did talk about her weight loss. And it's like, but did she stop loving you? What did that have to do with her loving you? Nothing. So what do you want to do? What do you want to work on first to like what would feel safe for you to start doing so that you could start losing some weight? I'm assuming you want to.
Yes, I do. Yes. I think really keeping it very simple. I took your four basics and I turned them into 17 basics. And then I graded myself on them and it was overcomplicating it.
Yeah, there's only four for good reason.
Only four. And maybe a bit of compassion, self-compassion. Some thought work around that. And to keep being brave, like MJ said about pictures. I was never in photo, like when I was thin, I was, you couldn't get me away from the camera, but when I started gaining, I was never in photos. And when I joined No BS, one of the first thing I did was I made sure that I'm in every photo. So I want to keep being brave.
And since that's important to you, I would probably journal today on what are my, like, just for the month of August, what are my brave steps
Okay.
that feel accessible, that are brave, but also feel safe? Because when you told me that safety is what you're really craving, I don't want you to try to be too, like, overly brave. It
Okay.
needs to be measured. It's like, I feel safe enough to be this brave. So it's like challenging but doable. Make a list of those things for this month
Okay.
and then work on those. And maybe just get back to making a daily plan, that's very compassionate, meets you where you're at now, that doesn't overcomplicate. Don't add in extra basic plans like it needs to be all best foods. It's like, no, I have three categories for a reason.
Yeah.
But like for me, safety, especially if I'm like trying to lose weight or something, knowing what I'm going to be eating for the day was always very helpful for me. It still is helpful for me now. Like when I go on vacation, very often I do try to plan some of my meals. Like I'll talk to Chris about, do you think we're going to go out? If we are, which restaurant do you think you're going to want to go to? So that I can already be pre-thinking about what I will and won't want to eat, that kind of thing. It provides me a level of safety that I know two things, that I'm still thinking about the thin version of Corinne who would like to stay here, but also I'm thinking about When am I am going to have fun things? When I am I going to get pleasure and stuff? Because if I cut all that out, I don't feel safe. And now I feel on guard, like I'm on a diet. I feel like all the fun's getting sucked out, like all the things that would make me feel like get my alarm up, come up. So that's why I do like planning. So maybe, start with some planning that says like, okay, I got plenty of food for today. And plan also for one of the things I don't teach a lot. This is like a nuance to the planning basic, is plan for the version of you for the day. Like really plan for if you know right now that you're going to have lots of excuses, lots of urges and stuff, plan for all of it. And then moment to moment, see how brave you are. You may or may not be hungry for the food, and you may or may not want it. So I always tell people there's no harm in overplanning food. If you're hungry, then great. If you're not hungry, at least in that moment, if you're having an emotional moment, you can say, I planned it. I know I'm not hungry. It might not help me lose weight, but it is establishing the habit of thinking through and recognizing my urges, understanding what this urge is about. Like before I eat something, if I'm going to eat because of an urge, the best gift I ever give myself is always letting myself know what need it's fulfilling. Because if I can't fill it and I have to fill it with food right then, it's so much easier later to write about how I'm going to start fixing that. Sometimes what happens is we have overeats. We don't bother to find out what our need is. And then after we're so upset about the overeat, we can't get past that. So all we're doing is working on our shame all the time, and we're never working on our real need. So we stay caught in the loop of like overeat, shame work, overeat, shame work. And somewhere there's like, but I'm a need. I need some help. And you're like, but I'm so ashamed. I can't hear you. So it's like if you can put just a little pause in there, and planning helps with that. Where you can just say, like, okay, before I eat, I just want to know, like, what am I keeping myself safe from? What am I worried about right now? Why do I think I'm eating? Just so I'll know. Because that'll be knowledge that you'll want. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Someone asked about a mother who loves you and judges you. That's really simple, actually. If your mother loves you and she judges, you just delete her opinion and you just know she loves you. I mean, that's literally the simplest way I can explain it. Just because someone loves you doesn't mean that they're the best communicator. And they say things, it's always your decision whether or not you take someone's opinion or not. We have, Lizzie, I'm going to ask you to do this again. And I might have it. It's actually in Slack, Lizzie. If you could just, it was the other day. It's the other people's opinion or the thoughts something sheet. I keep getting out of the team. Think it was in Corinne only, and Missy gave it to me the other day. Can you just tag me real quick? Oh, no, I found it. Let me see if I can find this chart. Yeah, it's called the Take It or Leave It. I'm going to show it to y'all real quick. Let me share. Man, we're just having a banner day. I'm just sharing the screen twice. Okay, it's called Take It or Leave It. This is about other people's opinions. Someone's opinion. First, with the judgment, we got to make sure we heard the judgment first. Okay, so did you hear them actually say it? You need to be able to give me a sentence. So, like in this case, when I was working with Carla, her mom didn't say the word. So if you have something going through your brain, you're like, oh, wait, they did not say that sentence. They didn't say the words that I'm thinking. That's called a delete. That means that's your error. That's your thought error. So we just delete that. If it's yes, the next question is, do I even fucking know them? If you don't know somebody, you delete the fucking opinion. Why are we giving air to someone we don't even fucking know? If Joe Blow on the street says words to me, I'm not taking those to heart. Just like I was on the airplane going to Vegas last week. This woman, She was a wildfire. We were in Southwest and I was A1, the coveted general position. Well, because I'm A1, I'm not going to get up from my seat and line up automatically. So I waited until right before we're getting ready to board, because Chris, he always gets up immediately. He's A2. Well, A5 is drunk and having a bad day with her husband. And she's like, she doesn't understand how this works. And she just starts going, this is fucking ridiculous. And I thought, I think she's talking about me. And her husband's trying to quiet her down. And she's like saying all these things about me, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm being rude, all this other stuff. And I'm like, my thought was, what's wrong with this woman? My thought wasn't, oh my God, I've done something wrong. And so they count down, they realize I'm A1. We end up getting on the plane. When we're getting off the plane, she gets into a fucking argument with this woman who's sitting in front of me. She stood up to get her bags out. This woman thinks that I guess she's going to get hijacked by this lady and not be able to get out of the airplane first. And she looks at her and goes, you're not going to fucking get off the plane ahead of me. I mean, losing her mind. And the woman's like, I'm just getting my bag. And she's like, this is not how it works. We all get off this way. I was trying to get my camera together because I thought this is a viral moment. I wish I could get this woman on camera, but I couldn't. She gets off the plane and then comes back on the plane to pop a bird to everybody. And she goes, fuck everyone on this plane. And like just goes out. Birds a-blazing. I don't know that woman. It's a good thing I don't take things personally. So she is a delete. She's also a fucking good story. I've told that story 1,000 times. Now, let's say you do know them. It's your mother. And she has said words about your weight. She's like, honey, you better lose weight. You'll never get a man. That's what my mother used to tell me. I need to lose weight or I'd never get a man who could take care of me. My mother always thought because she grew up poor and I wasn't like, she didn't go to college and she always made minimum wage. The only hope I had was to find a good man. And to her, she was like, oh my God, my baby is going to have to live a life like me if she doesn't lose that weight. So I heard that all my life. So, yes, my mother said, now you got to decide, is your mother's opinion valuable to you? You get to decide if her opinion is not valuable to you, then you go, fuck yes, I am deleting this one. It's like, are we kidding? Sometimes we don't even realize, like, just because it's your mother's opinion doesn't mean it's valuable. It still means it's just words. If you decide, yes, my mother's opinion of me is very valuable. Her worries about my weight, I want to take them seriously. Then we move down to here. All right. Now we ask, could our mother's opinion be from love? If yes, we ask the question, is it helpful or possibly true? Do I need to lose weight? Is this maybe bad for my health? Maybe. Then if the answer is yes, we pause and think, and then you decide. Do I want to take the opinion? Do I want to think, you know, maybe she's got a good point. Maybe I could, you know, stop it enough more often. If it's no, it's not helpful. Maybe she's like, you need to go on that keto that everybody else is and probably fast on top. And you're like, not helpful advice. We delete it. This is the simplest way I can explain how to take other people's opinions. We spend so much time just giving credit to words that are like, words coming at me. I don't even stop to think. I don't stop to question. I don't stop to do anything. Y'all, look at how many decision points there are about someone's opinion. Can you imagine if you just every time someone said words to you, that you took a hot second to go through that, how much easier your life would be? 50% of what you think is judgment, you've probably never even heard the words from those people's mouths. The rest of it, there's probably 10% of things that people say to you that if you were to stop and think, do I know them? Do I care? Did it come from love? Is it helpful? 10% probably makes it into a bucket of like, well, it's probably good they did say that. Maybe I did need to hear this. 90% of the shit that we're thinking and stuff just needs to get deleted. Just needs to get deleted. But that's on you to do. That's not on them to quit saying. That is on you to start deciding, like, I want to be my own woman. I want to be a woman who decides her own opinions, who understands the difference between judgments and my own made-up dramatic thoughts. Like, I just want to be that woman. And you got to start being her. I cannot remember which camp that was, but y'all already have that one. It is in Lizzie, put it in there. It's one of the camps where other people's opinions. I don't remember which one. But I know that that one is it is. Oh, it was on the title. Hang on, I'll go look real quick. Hang on, I'll flip back to it. Which camp? Transformation Weekend. I think we did that one. I think we've released that one. If not, I know that this one particular it doesn't matter if we released it to the membership, you have it. You don't have to worry about that. Some camps we've released to the membership and some we have not. If we don't, I will add this one to the call. I will add the, I can give y'all the other people's opinions section and I'll put it in this call for y'all. Okay, Lisa, you're next. I don't know how I'm thinking today. Literally, my brain is so dehydrated. It is amazing I got so much going on, but I have reached back into two camp recesses to remember some random something to talk to y'all. That are years old. That was 2021, and I remember that. All right. For some reason, you're green as hell, but we'll go with
I'm in
it.
my Irish pub in my house, and the lights are green. So yes, I'm
Oh,
green.
okay. I was like, I don't know what filter you got working.
No,
Yeah.
not a filter. It's the light above my head.
All right. All right. Are you ready?
Sure. I had no plans to be on the call today or anything, and I saw in my email it was about Regain, and I said, "Oh, what the heck? Let's go for it."
All right.
So, I don't know exactly what I'm calling about, except Regain. I
So
had weight
you
loss.
regained some, you
Yes.
regained some weight. All right.
Yes,
Tell
a
me
lot
where
of
you're at.
weight.
So you, all right. But you had weight loss surgery.
I did 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I joined you shortly after that. So I've been around a while, and I've gained not quite half of it back, but pretty close. And I hate to say I'm struggling to get going again or get started because I don't like using those words because starting means there's an end and that's not what this is about.
It doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I just
Have
feel
you
like
ever gotten in your car and started it and thought, well, it was, you know, the end of that car ride. I'm having to start again. It just start just means here we are.
get
Today's
going.
the start line. Yeah. Like we
Yeah.
start every morning our life.
Yeah,
You
I just
know?
feel like, I mean, I feel a little bit like a failure, because I did
So
gain so
that's the
much
real
back,
problem.
and then it's just like, well, why get going again if I'm
Or
just
tell me
gonna,
why get
gosh.
going. Tell me, wait a minute. Just because you regained your weight doesn't mean you will regain it again.
Right, but that's in my head somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah, but that's why you have to remind yourself. Otherwise, you have no motivation to start. Because I want you to think about this. Regaining weight has been painful for you. So why would you restart losing weight if all you're going to get is another painful experience? Your brain is now officially protecting you from pain. It's like, girl, we should stay right here. We are eating. We are soothing our emotions with food. We are glossing over our life. I mean, I know you don't like that you regained weight, but you can always go get Oreos every time you feel bad about it. You know, if you lose that weight, you're just going to put yourself right back into this position.
So it's easier to stay here.
It's a lot easier to stay there. When you think, like, this is the way I think about regains. Regains always happen for a very good reason. Always. There's always something that needed to be solved in our lives. We did not know how to do it. We did it with food. And then when we kind of come out of the coma of solving, we get the opportunity to fix something that we've been trying desperately to fix with food. We really get to heal something. And I think every time you regain and lose, you get smarter for the next time. You actually get better. If now, look, I know a lot of y'all have lost and regained weight all your entire lives, but there's a difference between losing weight on a traditional diet where you force yourself to just lose weight at all costs. Most of us have dieted in the past and done it at our own expense. We've sacrificed our health to do it. We did not meet our emotional need. We put all of our emotional needs aside and just dieted hard. We didn't fix anything. We just white knuckled all the way through it. And eventually, the pain that we were eating over is now back because we don't have the pain of being overweight. Usually, that's what happens. It's like, I mean, at some point, you hit a rock bottom with your weight to where I'm in so much pain over this. I will ignore my needs to fix this. And that's where a diet steps in. That's where a Weight Watchers, the keto, Octavia, whatever you want to call it, will step in. Then we do it on the no BS side.
And
And
I
you
feel
learn how to meet a lot of your emotional needs. But we don't always meet all of them. That's not on us. It's just sometimes shit happens. But this time, we've already met some needs. The next time we're going to meet these needs, and we're just going to get better and better and better at doing that to a point to where we don't have regains anymore. Or we have a regain and we lose again, and we get better at knowing when our emotional needs are talking to us.
Yeah, I feel like this my surgery was kind of that way when you talked about when the Weight Watchers and all of that steps in. Of course, when I had it was great. And then I joined you and I'm thinking I'm taking care of two things at once. I'm losing weight kind of rapidly, and then I found this awesome program to take care of the mental side of it. I am never going to gain weight ever again. And here I am. So I like what you said that there's just still a couple of things that might not be solved yet. And so that's probably what it stems from. And it's not for me being an utter failure.
I mean, it would just be like if somebody, let's say you got cancer and you got healed. Do you want to be like spending the rest of your life thinking, I'm probably going to get cancer again? Or do you want to spend the rest of your life saying, I'm healed. I'm never going to have cancer again? That doesn't mean you won't. It won't mean cancer can't come back. It's just like saying, if you broke your leg once and you say, I'm never doing that again, and then you go out and have a car accident, you break your leg. Like we just put so much, I don't know. We make our weight so about our brokenness. Like it's just something wrong with us. Like we're inherently a bad person because this happened to us. Like you saying, I'm such a failure. I think a failure is someone who steps out on their kids and doesn't pay their child support. My father is a failure. That's a failure in my book. A woman regaining their weight is not a failure in my book. Like if we're going to talk about, like if we're going to talk to ourselves, let's like really define what failing in life looks like. Beating your kids is being a failure. There's plenty of people in the world that we can put in the failure bucket. I don't think someone who regains their weight after weight loss surgery is one of them. Tell me what you think needs to happen for you to restart.
I keep telling myself that I'm gonna set up my planning again, journaling and things like that in the morning. School starts tomorrow here, so it's kind of a new start around here for everybody. So I keep thinking about that. I think one of my biggest problems is stopping it enough. Like that
Okay, well,
seems
this
to
whole
be
month
what
is
does
about
it.
that. So this is a great month for you because you need to listen to that 360. Are you, do you have to drive to school?
Well, to work, yeah. They drive themselves to school, which is nice.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you were a teacher.
No, just getting everyone in the house going back to school and all of that. Just the whole, the schedule changes and things.
Which, when the kids are back in school, is that not much easier for you to lose weight?
That's my hope. That's
Why would it not be?
the plan.
Every time Logan was in school, it was a lot easier for me to get things done than when he was at home. Fuck, honey. I mean, what are you doing during the day?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I go to work during the day, but the
Yeah, but now
morning,
you don't
yeah,
have to worry about them kids like destroying things at home or like
yeah,
getting them to like you got to get them one place, get them to school.
they're done.
Exactly. Somebody else's job to keep them safe all day long.
Exactly, till the end of the day.
Yeah.
So yeah, I
Just
keep
watch how
having
your
these.
brain is already trying to make it hard, like add
Yeah,
complication.
I
It's
know.
like you've never taken your kids to school and lost weight before. You've never had children and lost weight before.
Yeah, I know.
You've done all of it. In
Yeah.
fact, if you will just do that plan in the morning, it will be a lot easier.
Right.
Do
It will be a lot
it tonight. Do it
easier.
right now. You know,
Yeah.
some people, what they
Don't have to do
do
it in the morning.
is they plan their whole week in advance. I was just reading, I think it was Mara Paul in the Facebook group yesterday. She's a teacher, so she's going back to school. And she said, it's just easier for me. I just plan my whole week in one fail shot. And then all I have to do is get up each day and follow the day's plan. If something changes for the day, I just change the plan that day. But I
Right.
can also rely on, I got it all worked out. So I only have to deal with the changes now.
Yeah. I could easily do this at night, very easily. And that's probably, maybe that's what I should try, is
Are you
doing
going to
the night
want to do it
before.
at night?
What was that?
Are you going to want to do it at night?
Yeah, I think so. I think
Okay,
so.
good.
Yeah, my husband goes
That
to
would
bed
totally
fairly
work.
early, and I tend to have a lot of alone time in the evenings. You know, later at
Oh,
night. So it's easily something I think I could do before bed or something when I'm relaxed.
all right, then do your plan. What else you need to do?
Stop it enough. I'm
Why
not
are we
getting
not stopping
the
it enough?
signals. It's, I don't know. It's the, I'm not thinking. It's, I'm not thinking
What
when
is
I'm eating.
the one meal you know you're not stopping at enough?
Lunch at work.
Okay.
Sitting
And
around the
what's happening?
table. Yeah. We all sit together and eat together.
Okay.
And we're there a long time chatting, 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 and all the fun stuff.
What do you
And
typically
I've
bring?
noticed it. Lately I've been bringing either a salad or kind of like snacky bits, charcuterie type stuff. So that's eat and grab, but that's about it, is what I bring. But I
Okay.
think I'm still
Is
eating
it
too
a
much of
is
it.
your weight issue though, because you're not stopping at enough at a pre-packed lunch?
I don't know. During the day, I seem to be fine. At night, eat dinner is early. Dinner is early.
What time?
Like 5. It's
Oh
pretty
my gosh,
early.
that's
Yeah.
late. I eat
Is
at
it, you eat
4.
earlier than that? Yes, those
I
early
eat at like
birds. I love
4,
it.
4:15, sometimes 4:30. I swear to God, Chris is always like, you and I are going to be all stars when we go to the old folks home.
Oh, I
Like,
know. It's funny. We talk about that too, how
I
early
know, I
we get
can't
things
wait. I'm
done.
just like,
Oh,
it's like early dinner, early bedtime.
yeah. Everyone thinks I eat. So, yeah. So it's around 5. And
Okay. What time do you go to bed?
I try to go to bed before 10. Yeah. So I try to be, I'm usually in bed by 10. But my
So
husband's in
you
bed
have
more like
plenty of visits.
7:30.
Good for him. Well, I
Yeah.
go to bed. I will be honest. I'm asleep by 8, 8:30 most nights. I don't like
Yeah.
staying up past that. I don't function well. I
I'm
need
trying to
9 hours
go.
of
I'm trying to get to
sleep.
bed earlier. Yeah, I do feel
Why
better if
don't
I'm.
you?
Don't know, I'm just playing around on my phone and all that stuff. I'm just occupying my
But are
brain,
you?
honestly. I'm not
So are you
productive.
eating at night?
Not much. I'm really not, because I thought about that. I was like, okay, maybe I'm grabbing things that I don't realize I'm grabbing, and I don't tend to do that.
Why'd you bring it up then?
Because I've thought about it. I'm like, is this my problem? Is it my evening thing? Because I have done that. I have definitely gone to the kitchen a couple of times after that. But that stopped, I'd say in the past 2 to 3 months, maybe 4
Oh, okay.
months. Yeah.
Okay. What was that? Right, this is what I would do for lunch then. I would just bring what you think is enough and no more.
Yeah, just reduce the size of it.
I would totally would. Like if it
Yeah.
was me, that's all I would do. I'd just be like, this is what I get. And if it's not enough, after a few days, I'll know and I'll pack a little
Change it.
more. But
Yeah.
for a few days, if I'm a little hungry, I'm not gonna die. What time do you eat lunch?
Noon, right at noon.
Yeah. And you're eating dinner at 5. So
Yeah.
it's like if you, for some reason, are like one day, or it's like, oh my God, I'm definitely not bringing enough food. You will know
Which,
it, pack a little bit more the next day.
right.
But
Yeah.
between noon and 5, it's not like you're going to, at 5 o'clock, pass out on the floor and die or something.
Exactly.
You're just going to be extra hungry. And you just prepare yourself.
Yeah,
If I'm
let's try
extra
this.
hungry, I just want to remember I'm just experimenting with lunch. That's all I want to do. But if that's literally, that's the only thing that you can think of that's preventing you from losing weight is I eat past enough at lunch. That is the easiest fix ever. You should be right back to, you don't even have to make a plan. You would be right back to losing weight.
Right.
Unless
I have
there's
to
other
do it at
things
dinner
going
too.
on, you're not telling me.
Not that I can think of. I don't know. I mean, at dinner too, I do the same thing at dinner. Like the,
All right. Now,
just
why
not.
aren't, like, so that's going to be very different. At lunch, it's because we're all sitting around and we're chit-chatting.
Right.
You run out of food, you're going to find, oh, it's totally possible to sit around the table and chit-chat without eating extra food.
Right.
You don't have food. It's not like you're going to be like, Susan, you're going to have to give me some of your food. There's no way I can sit here and talk to y'all unless my mouth's full. It'd be hilarious if you did it, though.
I know. Now I'm thinking about it. I might do it. Just see what happens.
Just to make the whole room go, what is wrong with Lisa? What about dinner? Why are we not stopping enough at dinner? Because that's going to be different.
Yeah, I think my husband and I both just were. It's kind of similar. Just talking and eating, and probably to bringing start having too much to start with. It's. I think it's kind of a similar situation.
So if you
To
don't think this is
chit-chat.
emotional, like nothing that has come out of your mouth has said, I am emotionally eating, Corinne. It just sounds like you've just kind of gotten apathetic and been like, why bother?
Yeah.
I'm restarting.
That
Blah,
sounds
blah, blah.
right. That's
And when
kind
you're
of
in,
accurate.
yeah, and when you're in Eeyore mode, Eeyores don't problem solve. You know
Yeah.
what Eeyores do? Find problems.
Yeah.
I used to call Kathy the Eeyore of the team because she's a on the disc test, she's a high C. And Cs are very detail oriented, but they're also really good to have on your team when you want someone to find the problems. They never find anything good. It's always the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And
My boss
Kathy,
calls me the fire alarm. So yeah.
so you're probably the Eeyore of the team, you
Yeah.
know? And it's
Yeah, I
like,
find all the problems.
yeah. So right now you just got to guard against that in your brain. It's just, I've been finding all the problems. It's, you know, this is why I shouldn't try. This is, you know, restart is so terrible. I shouldn't have done this. You're such a failure. Like it's just blah, 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 blah. And then
Yeah.
when we kind of piece, like pull it apart, that's the only thing stopping you from losing this weight. You've got two things to do. Serve your, one thing to do, serve yourself less food at two meals. Period. Try that for the next 30 days.
Yeah.
If it's not emotional, you don't need to do the emotional work. You just need to serve yourself less. Now, this is what'll happen. If it's emotional and you're
I'll
serving
find
yourself
it.
less, it's gonna rear its head. It's gonna be like,
Yeah.
you seem to fear and you're missing out. And you know,
Oh,
like,
yeah, I'll find it if it's there.
yes. All right.
All right.
You have your marching orders.
That's right. I got it. I'm gonna do it.
All
All
right. Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, I am so sorry, but we are out of time and I literally am out of the energy. I will tell you though, I want to thank all of you. I'm going to answer this one question that's in here from Carol, but I felt like hell today and did not. I knew that I was out last week on vacation and just didn't want to miss the calls this week and wanted to show up for y'all. So I rallied, but I think I'm at the end of my bandwidth. My mouth is even dry and I'm swigging this water as much as I can. So I'm going to officially take the break. I will get y'all next month. Come back. I think you probably got a lot out of this call, but let me tell you, if you are in a regain, my best advice to you is make sure you've taken the regain solution. We have a whole course on it. A lot of people never bother to start it. Listen to the regain calls that I've done. I will bet you money that I have coached someone who has had your problem. Go back and listen to them. Use ask coaches. Go in. Listen to some of the questions that I've asked today. Answer those questions for them. What is standing in my way from starting something right now? If it's your shitty attitude, then just tell yourself, can I start with a shitty attitude? Because I guarantee most of you, if you're a woman breathing air, there's a thousand things you do every day with a shitty attitude, but you do it because you feel like you don't have a choice. Don't give yourself a choice in this if you really want to lose weight. Why are you giving yourself a choice? Just tell yourself, the easiest thing that I can do tomorrow to help me lose weight will be this, and that is where I'm starting. And then the next day, if I want to add something on, I will. If I don't, I will keep doing that until I'm ready to add something on. That's the easiest way to do it. And then Carol asked, have I ever regained a significant amount of the weight you lost? I did. It was kind of on purpose, though, so it doesn't really count. I was doing bodybuilding back in, I think it was either 2009 or 2010, somewhere in that range. I hated my legs. And when I did the bodybuilding competitions, you have to get like super lean and all kinds of stuff. And this is before I'd had any kind of my surgeries. I'd only had my boobs done. And I looked like shit. And I begged my coach, what could we do to try to improve my legs? And he said, I'm going to need you to gain a lot of weight so we can lift a lot of weight. And so for 6 months, I went from 135 to 170. And I was not ding dongs. It was a lot of oatmeal, a lot of protein, a lot of fats. Like I had to eat all the time. But I did end up gaining the weight. And then I went back down. I did a bodybuilding diet. This was after I'd lost all my weight. So I don't feel like it's apples to apples because my mindset was I was gaining weight on purpose to re-lose weight. Now, I have had times, I plenty of times over, since I stopped bodybuilding where I have gained around 10 pounds over the summer for several summers. I would say from 12, maybe 2013 to not this year and last year. So 2023. So about 10 years. Let's say 10 years. I would gain 10 pounds every summer going to Vegas because we always vacation a lot in the summer. And I wanted to be able to drink all I wanted. I wanted to be able to drink all I wanted. I wanted to be able to eat more than I normally eat. And I was okay with it. So it was kind of not apples to apples again. I just want y'all to hear that my mindset was always like, if I gain weight, I know I can lose it. I wasn't emotionally gaining weight. I was very conscious about it. It's kind of the same way I teach y'all in handling the holidays. If you don't want to diet during the holidays, don't. Just be very mindful about it and set yourself up for it. And when the holidays are over, I'm going to work on the belief that I'm totally going to be able to do it. I know this is going to be my start date. And from now until then, here are the things that matter. Now, when every time I've gained weight, I will say I didn't just eat to be eating. I still planned. Like I would plan. I remember even in the, some of y'all may remember this in the Facebook group, I would post my drink plan back in the day, and it would have like six drinks on it for the afternoon. And these drinks are 32-ounce cups with like, I mean, I can't even believe I still drink like this. Like there was at least three shots in there and it was full of sugar. And then I moved to just at least club soda after a while. But I mean, I was very conscious about everything that I ate and everything that I drank. So I didn't lose those habits because the second part of your question is how did you get back to your goal weight? I never dropped my habits. I was very mindful. To me, the most important habit of weight loss is mindfulness. It's not planning, it's not exercising, it's not those things. The most important one is knowing what you're doing. What I see people do is start gaining some weight, and immediately they start hiding from everything they're doing because they're so ashamed of the weight that they think that the data is hurting them. It's like, no. Your shameful thoughts are what are hurting you. The data is there to guide you. It is there to give you breadcrumbs to where you need to go, to what's really missing in your life. So when you say, I worry about regains all the time, I have found I don't have to worry if I'm keeping up with my habits. And when I say keeping up with, am I planning? Am I tracking how often I'm like, am I tracking my overeats? If you're tracking things, you can't not see it. Regains almost always happen with people who turn down the tracking and turn down the habits in an emotional period, and then they don't want to look at them because they're in an emotional period on top of, now I feel bad about how I'm eating. So if I don't look at it, then I don't have to feel bad about how I'm eating, and I can deal with my emotional period. I just have always had a good relationship with looking at things and being really strict with myself on saying, Corinne, none of this means you're failing. This just means this is what this is right now. And you always have options to get out of it. It may take longer than you want. That's okay. It may happen faster than you think. That's even better. We just don't know. So I don't let myself get caught up in a lot of projection, a lot of judgment and stuff. I'm just really good at watching that stuff. That's why y'all have asked coaches. But if I was going to give y'all one piece of advice, it's like back to your tracking. And if you feel bad about what you see, then just say, I'm going to take care of the part of me that feels bad about this. I'm going to hug her and love her. But I know that this doesn't mean anything about me. Sometimes I just make it mean things about me. It's just like our person said, I'm making it mean I'm lazy. I'm making it mean I don't care about myself. I'm making it mean I must have no willpower. I'm making this mean I'm weak. This stuff is not true. It's just what we think. We have been taught to think that way. What's actually true is that if you are eating off your plan, there are always reasons. Sometimes it's because you're busy and you did have to grab something. Okay? You're not always busy, so that's not a big problem. Sometimes you're busy and you grab something convenient because you feel bad because you're busy. Feeling bad about being busy is the problem. Do I need to do something about my life? Am I taking on too much that's going on? Notice how an overeat can quickly lead you to some really good questions you should be asking yourself. Am I saying no to or yes to things I really, really want to say no to, and I don't have the courage yet to do it? When we get to those things, guess what? Then we get to solve real problems and we get to feel better. And when you feel relief and you feel better from examining your thoughts, guess what? You eat better. You treat yourself better. Starting again is not so hard. That's why we do it. So have a good relationship with your data, with your tracking, with your information. When it's scary, be there for yourself. Say, I know it's scary because you make it mean so much. And just breathe. And if you need to cry, cry and just keep telling yourself, I'm here for you, but I know this is going to help us. But right now it feels heavy, but I know it's going to help us. You keep having that conversation, okay? And then take what you're finding to ask coaches and let them help you work through things and bring them to these calls. We have plenty of them. We have so many calls for y'all. We have all of my calls. We have, Kathy's feeling the hard stuff. Like, so you're not overeating at night calls. We've got MJ's Q&A calls. We've got multiple calls. Use them. Don't let them sit there. Don't be sitting there in misery. Come to the calls and raise your hand. Okay. Y'all have a good one.